Day 2, 10 p.m. Jenny and Luke are at Oxford Police Station, in the police interview room. Jenny has told the inspector, DCI Lang, about her meeting with Andrew Page. Now she's going to tell her about Henry.
And that was the last time you saw Mr. Page?
Yes. Is he going to be okay?
We don't know yet, I'm afraid. You also said that your father-in-law, Henry Walker, hasn't returned home yet. How long has he been missing?
He was supposed to be home 3 hours ago.
Okay. It's a bit early to report him missing, but I'll take a statement. So, your name's Jenny Zielinski?
That's right.
And you're staying at the Grange, Marsh Lane, Long Crendon?
Yes.
Okay. Can you describe Mr. Walker?
He's, 62, I think.
Yeah.
He's average height and build. He has grey hair and glasses. I don't know what colour his eyes are.
They're brown. Here's a photo of him.
When did you last see him?
This morning, around 10.
Where were you?
At his house in Long Crendon.
And do you remember what he was wearing?
Oh, just a brown jacket, a dark green shirt and jeans.
Do you remember anything unusual about the last time you saw him?
Yes. Actually, we were going to go to Oxford, but Henry's two front tires had been punctured.
Really? So you left for Oxford and he stayed to fix the car?
Yes.
Do you know what his plans were for the rest of the day?
No.
Can you give me some idea of his normal routine?
Not really.
Well, he's an academic. He teaches at the university a few days a week, but he often works from home. He goes on a lot of long walks, but never this late.
And Jenny, do you remember seeing anything unusual when you got back to the house this afternoon?
Well, there was my suitcase. The airport had returned my lost luggage, and the lock was broken.
Is there anything else?
There were some books on the floor.
Really? That's weird. Henry's normally really tidy.
Okay, try not to worry. We'll look into this. In the meantime, perhaps you should stay with Luke, and if you think of anything else or he turns up, give me a call.